Start your day the Torah way in Northwest London. Tuesday, 2nd of Hanukkah, 26th of Kislev, 20th of December. Rabbi Daniel Roche Leiter, Or Hagonos versus the Choshech of Yavon. This week's Torah way has been sponsored by Family Nemeth. The third Simcha Nesu'in of Chaim Ryan and Malki Karp, whose chasen is today. He Rotson, she is Kulivnois Bais, Nemo Bisro, the Shem Vlisiloch.
I just wanted to begin. That's what Shem referred to from Hanukkah. It's very like you can't really give one shem on Hanukkah. It's like such a huge arichas. Well, Bez Hashem, Hakadama. Also, I remember I spoke here before, but I don't remember what I said there. So some of this may overlap, some may not. But Mitz Hashem. I begin with it's Siman Tov Reish Ayin Vav in Shulchan Aruch when we discuss the nusach of the bracha, the berachot brachos that we make. The question of lehadlik neir Hanukkah, lehadlik neir shel Hanukkah, shel le Hanukkah. This is in a teres zakenim because the Maharshal says should be shel Hanukkah is one word. That teres zakenim brings a mesora, and the mesora is that they had a ksav yad of a drashas chazal, and this is how it goes. This is the chazal that they have. We don't have it nowadays, as far as I know. So shekala moedus you betalim. They'll come. We know chazal talk about sometime asidin amoedus lebatal. There'll come a time when all the yom tovim will be gone. Olam Haba is the end of Tikkun V'Siyum HaSom HaShiach, whenever exactly it is. But here, and we have in the Gemara's already, Midrashim, Purim, Purim and Yom Kippur, but he has a Nusuchutz Mechanukah of Purim, that somehow the Asid Lavoi, there will be Chanukah and Purim. Chanukah is the Chiddush here. That's what we don't usually have in the source, but there's apparently a Chazal that they had, and on that, Soymech, the Maharshal, and the idea of Shel Chanukah is where the nearest really belong, to some degree, to the future. We use the Nusach Shel Chanukah, just not as one word. But this is something we want to get a bit of an understanding of, because Chanukah, Kipshuta is, and the way it's brought to Megillas Tanis in the Gemara and Shabbos, really, we had to have one day Chanukah, because every time Klal Yisrael is in mortal danger, and we get saved by a nes and by a Kodesh Baruch Hu helping us. It doesn't have to be nes nigla. It can be working through Tava. But the fact is you have a day set aside, lehoidus or lehalal. But al ezen es kavua, Chazal decided to be kovea for 8 days because of the ner that was going in the Beis HaMikdash. In the Gemara, in the Megillas Tanis even asks, should have been 7 days if you can already be kovea to celebrate the fact they're rededicating the Mishkan, 7 days, it should have been 7 days, like Moshe Rabbeinu, like Shlomo Melech, Komash Malon, we have the 8th day. Okay. But either way, it means naturally we'd assume the aside of Chanukah is, we were in danger, Kodesh Baruch Hu saved us, then there's a Nesach Chazal extended it and so on. But Chazal themselves tell us many, many times that in fact Chanukah is already deeply merumas in the Torah. For example, in the beginning, Parashat Va'aloisecha, the Medrash there tells us, the Medrash Rabbah, that Aaron HaKohen was bothered. It's presumably answering the question of why we suddenly deal with the Neiros in Parashat Va'aloisecha. We've mentioned the Menorah already all the way back in Tetzaveh. We've been through all the Korbanos and different things that we've had already. The Yom HaKamas HaMishkan, the day the Mishkan's put up, described in many sedras. And now, punk, the beginning of Aloscha, we suddenly discuss Aaron lighting the Neiros. And the Medrash brings, and Rashi brings it, the Medrash says that because Aaron sees everybody else as a chelek in this Mishkan, he has nothing. And Moshe Rabbeinu is mafias him, he comforts him and says, Shalcha God Meshalahem, yours is greater than theirs. Because yours, the menorah will outlast theirs. Kipshuta, you might say, the Mishkan won't last, but the menorah will, but that the other kelim in the Mishkan lasts just as long as the menorah. So the Ramban explains that it means that even when we're in Golos and we have no Beis HaMikdash, there'll be Chanukah. In other words, something about the menorah is such that even if we end up in Golos, there will be some Hamshach of it, and that's linked obviously to Chanukah. And there are many, many other Ramazim in the Torah. In fact, in the last few weeks, Sedras have been replete with Ramazim. Hints at Chanukah, one way, another way, this week, etc., last week, etc., all the way through. Don't have time to even, because you can't really start these things without, but just as a tiny little hint, we know the Maggid, I think we know. I mean, if we don't know, we do know. The Megal HaMukkah says the whole of Golas Yavon was a tikkun of Mechiras Yosef, and the whole story revolves around issues there. But I'm not going to go into that now. What I want to bring out is that you see, for example, even go back the moment Yisrael got the name Yisrael, Yaakov is wrestling all night with a malach, with a sarash of Esav. He gets the name Kisarisa Medekim Anashim Tuchal, and what precipitated this? What was the Vayasi Yaakov Levado? What was he doing? Because he went for the Pachim Katanim. And the Pachim Katanim, that's the schus, you're going to get the small jars will become the nace of Chanukah. And so on. And in fact, it goes all the way further back and further back, and many, many, many other hints of Chanukah running all the way through the Torah, all of which tell us that it's not pshat that we got into a difficult situation and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us. Is this a Chumash or a Bereishis somewhere? But if we look twice in Bereishis, there is a nevuah of all the exiles that, or hint towards all the exiles that we're going to have Shkoyach. Thank you so much. Thank you. Right, we have in the Bris Bein Abasarim, when Avraham Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he asked the question, how do I know I'm going to be Yerush Eretz Yisrael? And Rashi and the Maharal elaborates that, you know, there's, how do I know Klal Yisrael is going to stay strong and not fail? And then he gets the Bris Bein Abasarim, and he gets placed into this vision. And the Lashon the Pasuk uses is that Hine Eima Chashecha Gedoylo Neferes Alav. Four different expressions: an Eima, fear; Chashecha, darkness; Gedoylo, great; Neferes Alav, falling upon him. And the Medrash Rabba says this was a sense of the four exiles, Klal Yisrael, of Arba Goliyos, that Klal Yisrael will end up in. Neferes Alav, the falling, that means they'll fall to Nebuchadnezzar, Bavel. Eimar, the fright, that's Parasimadai, Persian media, that's referring to the Haman and the goddess. Hashecha, darkness, Yavon, Greece. Gedoyla, great, awesome, long, big, that's Edoim, that we're into this day. And Choshech, therefore, darkness is Yavon. And this is what we want to really understand. What is the Choshech of Yavon? And of course, the very first time that Chazal pick up is the very first time we get Choshech in the Torah. Rav Tzadok has a famous Yisoy, the famous principle that by now everybody's, I think, very familiar with, which is that you want to really understand something in Torah, look at its first occurrence. And the first occurrence of Choshech in the Torah is right in the second pasuk. Darkness appears in the second pasuk. The world was in a state of chaos and emptiness. The Choshech of darkness, al penei tahoim, on the face of the great abyss. The Spirit of God hovers over the face of the waters. And the Medrash Rabbah, the Bereishis Rabbah, here brings many examples of how this pattern of four phases of darkness and then light manifests in the world. And that means that it is a fundamental, as we expect it to be, if it's in the first day of Maaseh Bereishis, a fundamental pattern that all the way through will iterate and recur all the way through existence, that you go through four phases of darkness, a toyu, a vayu, phase where it's all chaotic, where it doesn't make sense, where it feels empty, where it's dark, where it feels like it's going to go on forever. Before Ruach Elokim Rachepes, there the Spirit of God hovers, and Vayom Elokim Yihar, and then we get light. But the one they bring, the biggest manifestation of this, is the history of Klal Yisrael. Again, the Arba Goliyos, the four exiles. Toyu, chaos, that's Bavel. Voyu, the empty civilization. Achashverosh, Paras and Modai. Choshech, darkness. Yavon. That's the Chanukah story. The encounter with Dom. Tohoim, Edoim, on and on and on. What is Choshech? Why is Yavon darkness? If we were creating the terms using our, perhaps, in Godless mindset, probably the culture we wouldn't call darkness is Yavon. Bless you. And that's not just only because we're sitting in Godus, right? It's not only because we're sitting in Godus. It's also because you see many Ramazim in Chazal that Yavon seems to have certain positives. The Gemara Megillah, Daf Ches, tells us that you can write Sforim, you can write Sefer Torah in Yavonis. And then the Gemara says, because they already did it with Ptolemy, and there actually, we do see Chazal say that Gimel Yomim, 3 days of darkness came into the world. But the next Daf, in Daf Tes, it says, well, actually, it's because Yafta Lekim Liyefes, So there's a certain bracha given to Yavan, something about its culture, its way of thinking about the world that's capable of being metargam, of translating Torah. Can't translate into English and have a kosher sefer Torah. English language, which means English culture, philosophy, history, that's what a language contains, doesn't have what it takes even to translate Torah. But somehow Yavan does. So we need to understand, so what does the Medrash say? Shechshich, why is it dark? Shechshich oinem shel Yisrael, they darkened the eyes of Yisrael. They say, kisu lachem, write for yourselves al keren hashar, on the horn of an ox. Eilon l'chelik melokei Yisrael, we don't have a portion of the God of Israel. I do remember speaking one year, I think it was here, about Dachna Karen hashar, and there's a lot written about that. For those who like hints, obviously Ashar is Yosef, right? That's the bracha he gets. Anyway, that's Ramaz. Okay, but what is this? And by the way, the Loshon Eilon l'chelik melokei Yisrael is interesting. They're not getting us. They didn't want Klal Yisrael to deny that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists. They didn't say, write on a Keren Hashar, on a horn of an ox, Ein Eloika, there's no God or something. That's not what they're doing. Ein lanu chelek, we don't have a portion in Elokei Yisrael, on the God of Israel. What's this? So, to get some understanding of this, it's a very, Rav Sadia going says, you know, it's, Chazal don't have an arichus anywhere where they really describe the story of Hanukkah. Obviously it's not a part of Tanakh, it's post-Tanakh. And there's no medrash that's an official medrash that tells us the story of Hanukkah. So we have stuff that's written at the time or a century or two later, and some of it's obviously written with different agendas, which is authoritative. So Rav Sadia Gaon says there's one source we can use in the ancient world that's authoritative, called Megillas Antiochus. If you look at Megillas Antiochus, we have a famous principle, and this you do see stiras too, but they emphasize it many times in Megillas Antiochus, a few times I should say, in Megillas Antiochus, where it describes the whole story of Hanukkah. And it's Shroshim, obviously the story of Hanukkah begins before Hanukkah, before the actual battles, because it begins already with some of the Misyavnim, the Hellenized and the anti-Torah people taking over and trying to take over the Kuna Gedola and all sorts of terrible things. And eventually stirring up the Greeks get involved. And in there, there's an emphasis on the fact that even though it's Vashkicha Om Terezecha Lavir Mechakei Ritzenech, as we say our Nusach, that the Ikka of battle was not against the whole of Torah. There were three things in particular. There were Goyza, and there's a remez to the fourth, which is the key. The three is Shabbos, Mila, and Kiddush HaChodesh. And we wonder why. And if you ever did an experiment in trying to imagine Chas V'Shalom, you had to be like an advisor to some anti-Semitic group that's trying to knock off Torah. And you had to pick mitzvahs. It's not Mila, Shabbos for sure, but Mila probably. Kiddush HaChodesh is not very high on the list, because it's not a very, it doesn't make a big nafkamina, right? Obviously what they're going to do, what's Kiddush HaChodesh mean? So two things. What means, number one, that you can't declare Rosh Chodesh till Edom have come and been cross-examined. And number two, also that the Sanhedrin gets to decide whether there's a leap year. So what do you do when you're in Golus Bava? What do we do? And what do we do every time there's cloudy for a week or so in the so you had the Luach. That's clear. And the Luach we have by Masoira is an unbelievably accurate Luach, the fractions of a second, the Masoira we have on the orbit of the moon. And even the Avonim, even if they didn't know we had that, they had their own. They also had calendars. People calculated calendars in the ancient world. They calculated time between eclipses and divided and got pretty decent count. So they only make life easy, not difficult. Re'iyas, Kiddush Alpi Re'iyas, very challenging. You can't predict things. You don't know when Yom Tov is going to be. You don't know when Pesach, which month Pesach, plan a holiday when you don't know when Pesach is going to be. It could be this month, it could be that month. You don't know which date things are going to land on. So what are they trying to achieve with that? This seems from there, although there's other places in Chazal, it feels like there's different things, but B'Yosoid HaDavar, it doesn't sound like there was a major attack on Kashrus. And it doesn't sound like there's a major attack on Taras HaMishpacha. On Tefillah, there is a Tefillah by Sheni. Even when it's Meramis, the attack on Torah itself, it says they undermine the Bris, which is always the Lashon we use of Torah Shabbat, Per Dafka, the Bris Chorus, and we have Maharalas and Arichos on this, that really wasn't, they didn't even attack the Torah Shabbat itself, but Pashtos, they attacked primarily Torah Shabbat, Per, which is a Pella. It's a strange concept, because in the days of those days, Bimei Matzio, Ben Yechon, and Kohen Gadol, Chashmalai, Ovanov, the Torah Shabbat, Per was actually Baal Per. It was basically a Sanhedrin. The Rambam was a Sanhedrin, Ikator Shabbat Peh. As long as you had such things going on, they paskent halacha. The Nimnu Vagomra, they'd get together and vote on Durabonot. They'd be Dorish the Psukim. And that's it. And then there was a Lachon HaMashim Messina. But you can't stop the transmission of Torah Shabbat Peh. It's almost impossible. What you could stop, or you could try to stop, is Torah Shabbichsav. Because you only have a limited amount of things physically written down. The days of all printing press, there was very limited supplies of Sifrei Torah. Chas v'Shalom, they've gone on a hunt to try to destroy them. I mean, look what happened to the killers of Paris when they burnt the chassis. You can't function anymore. You burn the physical things. Gvilim can be nisrofim. So why would the attack be on Torah Shabbat Peh? And it's davar pasha that it's because these four things are stand for something that Yavon is against. Even though Yavon has a certain lashon which can be matargam Torah, there's a philosophy. As they're happy to let Klal Yisrael keep lots of mitzvahs, do certain cultural, religious, identity things, or whatever it is, but there's certain things that the battle was actually about, embedded in these mitzvahs. And Yadua Mefursam, the Tanchuma at the beginning of Parashat Tazria, Tanchuma there says, talks about Turnus Rufus Arosha, who later is the one that puts down the Bar Kokhba, he's involved in putting down the Bar Kokhba revolt, in killing Rabbi Akiva. But there, and in other places, in Chazal, in Bava Basra, and other places, we find Turnus Rufus debating Rabbi Akiva. And they have a debate. This debate is themed on Bris Mila. But it opens, and Turnus Rufus asks Rabbi Akiva, why do you do Bris Mila? To the Yavonim, the Mila was an anathema. It was a terrible thing. In fact, one of the Maisim that happens in the run-up to the incident events before Chanukah is Messiavnik Jews trying to undo Bris Mila. To them, they did the games without clothes on. This is the Surah Sa'adam. That's how they looked at things. So Turnus Rufus is going to challenge Rabbi Akiva that if your Torah says his halach lefanavei atomim, there's some kind of tamimus, perfection to Bris Mila, so why wouldn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu make us come out mal? And on that, Rabbi Akiva answers not so but he says, do you cut the umbilical cord of a child? Which we'll come back to. But it opens with Turnus Rufus saying to Rabbi Akiva, what is greater, the Maaseh Elokim, the Maaseh Adam, the work of God or the work of man? And Rabbi Akiva, and by the way, a parallels this in the Gemara Ksubas, and Rabbi Akiva takes out a wheat and he says, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes. He takes out a bread or a cake, he says, this is what man makes. And what the meaning of this is, as explained in many places, is the Ikka difference, the Ikka Choshech that we're going to get there of Yavon, is the sense that the way nature is its ultimate. If something is natural, that's the way it's meant to be. And our job is to study nature, to be in awe of nature, to understand it, to manipulate it, but that's it. And of course, this is the celebration of something like sport, games, who can run faster. There's very little that most people can do to ever win an Olympic race. It's just not shayach for 99.9 whatever percentage of humanity. Because that's just not what we're genetically created with. And therefore, it's a celebration of what nature's given. And in all the different manifest forms of Yavonis, of Chochmas Yavon, and there were many, many different extremes of it, there's one fundamental thread, which is you're always dealing with a nature you can't change. You could try and walk out of it, in it, indulge, step up, but you're always dealing with the essential point. Even when they came up with the idea of a Motzei Rishon, Aristotle came with the idea of Motzei Rishon. It was one that doesn't get involved, doesn't change things, and so on and so forth. And that's of course, may as well not be there, as far as we're concerned. There's no Ashkocha, there's no Tefillah, there's no, But the sense that we down here, in the midst of the natural state of things, that is the way it is. And therefore, says Turnus Rufus, he's not Greek, he's Edom, but they're linked. Edom maintains the philosophy, Choshech al Penei Tahoim. The Choshech of Yavon stays on the face of the times. Even though we've succeeded, ultimately we're still, to some degree, in there. And what Turnus Rufus is saying is, L'shitoscha, you believe in God, fine, I'm not debating you on that. But do you think you can change the world, make it different to what it is now? If so, why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu just do it? Same question with the Bris Mila. And Rabbi Akiva's answer is, that's Gufa, the point of creation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made wheat. We can't make wheat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this whole universe. But he made it not quite finished yet. You have to take it. You have to be kaitzi, you have to harvest it, you have to then grind it, do all the melachos, the sigils are passed. You have to take all the things, knead it, turn it into dough, then bake it and so on. We have to take the unfinished, inedible raw material, turn it to something. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's done. That he's created a world where he wants us to be mashlim it, to bring it to perfection. And this is the point that the battle is. Is the form of the human perfect, or is it imperfect, waiting for us to bring it to perfection? This is the aside running with all the way through these mitzvahs. Shabbos, the concept that once a week we have Me'ein Olam Haba, the concept of Olam Haba. There were Greeks who believed in afterlives, but the notion that at the end of history is the Yemos HaMashiach and Olam Haba, that it's here, this world can be radically changed into something completely different. And we belong to this world in its different form. Shabbos, that is something they can't deal with. Kiddush HaChodesh, the celestial orbits and this natural order of things that give us day and night and months and seasons and so on. Study it, do its maths, watch it, be in awe of it, track yourself to it. But you change it? But that's what you saw saying. Nothing in nature is given. Everything, and its ultimate expression is Torah Shebaal Peh. Even the concept of a Torah Shebichsav, to Yavon, wasn't the worst thing possible. Okay, you say there's a divine law, there's a divine law. But Torah Shebaal Peh, you can have a Tanav HaChanoim, Bava Mitzia, you can have a Machloikas going on. And Yotzab Baskol comes out and says, Malochan Rabbi Eliezer, Shalach Kamoise B'chol Mokum. How can you argue against Rabbi Eliezer? The Halach is always like Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Yeshua can get up and say, Loi B'Shamayimi. There's mitzvahs in the Torah of Roshos, that comes down from Shamayim, that we can't. There's Halach on Moshe Misinai, that's. But the Shivim Ponim in the Droshas of Torah and every Sanhedrin, Rabbah Menuchas Mamrim, can vote on it and decide a different one of those Ponim becomes the Torah, crystallizes. It's in the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yisrael that it manifests. That they can't deal with. Ha! That means humans can change. This is the Choshech of Yavon. Choshech of Yavon manifests in all of our lives all the time. I can't change this, I can't be better at this, this is the way it is, this is how we should just accept it. This is the deep, deep choshech. You have all sorts of, I mean, in Baba Basra, Turnus Rufus, another version of the same machlokes, he says, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu made people poor, then you shouldn't give them stock or leave them poor. Rabbi gives that, that's how we're Nitzol Medina Shuk Adam. This is the whole point of the world, is we've got to do things about it. The choshech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in Maisa Bereishis, Yehi Ar, let there be light, Vayehi Ar, there's light. And that's Olam Haba. Built in, baked into that verse. But of course, when we encountered Choshech, the darkness of Yavon, and we fought it, we brought Ar. And that's why the nace of Hanukkah happened with Ar. And that's why that Ar is the Ar of Olam Haba. What does Rashi say happened to the Ar? It was Vayavdel Elikim HaKadosh Baruch Hu separate. He saw it wasn't good, that it should be Meshamash Be'er Buvya. So he took it away for the tzaddikim la'asid lavoi. However, you have two midrashic chazal. One who says that actually it was there for all 7 days of creation, and one that says it was there for Gan Eden. And in fact, there's a very deep remez to this, because Gan Eden was full of the Ar, this Ar, the ultimate Ar of Olam Haba, was full in Gan Eden for all the hours that Adam Rishon was in Gan Eden. And Adam Rishon was in Gan Eden for 36 hours. It's created, the Gemara says, in midway through Yom HaShishi, all the way it was allowed to stay till after Shabbos, and for those 36 hours, the Ar shone, and then it was taken away. And that's what the first thing he did is light what we now do with our dollar candle. What we're saying is at that point, there's Choshech in the world. The way the world looks naturally now is Choshech, and our job is to bring Ar. That's Ar Avodah. The Medrash Eicha Rabbah says that when after the Chet of Adam Rishon, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu calls out and says, Ayeka, where are you? What have you done? You've left my light. Where are you? The Medrash said, of course, that word Ayeka, where are you, echoes through history and becomes the word Eicha, the destruction of that Velus. The Medrash says that word Ayeka is a gematria of Lamed Vav, 36. And the meaning of that gematria is, I shone a light into the world for 36 hours. Where is it? And when you don't bring that light back, Choshech. And of course, Dafka hits the Beis HaMikdash, where you have the Or of the Menorah sitting there. And so it goes on. And that Choshech is all the time, the darkness that Yaakov Avinu has when he's Vayase. In fact, Choshech hits, Yaakov Avinu as soon as he leaves Eretz Yisrael. In Pash Vayetze, Kivah HaShemesh, the sun goes. And he goes and builds the family in Golos and he comes back until we get Vayizrach Lo HaShemesh, the sun comes, the light comes back for him. But what happens before then? He goes into the deepest darkness. Right? There's the battle all night with the Sorosh El Esav. And when he comes out the other side of the Choshech, there's Or. But he's now bringing the Or into the world. There's a Maharil who brings this Remez. How do we know it's Yaakov now bringing it? Was Kivah HaShemesh, the sun went. It doesn't say now, Vayizrach HaShemesh, the sun shines, Vayizrach Loi HaShemesh. He's bringing the Or. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. When we say, we're going to bring the Or in, we're not here just to accept things. We can do things that have Kedusha that we don't even understand. By the way, amazingly enough, he never thought he's going to beat the Malach. You imagine an hour in the middle of the night, he's fighting a Malach, you think he's going to win. But he carries on anyway. He carries on because that's Ratzon Hashem. He carries on because although nature says you're going to fail, it doesn't matter. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, I'm going to carry on. And then comes Vayizrach Lo HaShemesh. The sun, the light comes back into the world, but it becomes because of him. Says the Maharil, what is the word that says, Loi, Lamed Vav? That's the Lamed Vav for Shalos. That's what's happening. Kol Kuloi V'yak, this is what makes him Yisrael. He's going to touch a light. In a world that seems so choshuch, he realized that doing Ratzon Hashem is transformative. It can change anything. And that's what it means to not accept the darkness and bring the light. There's many Ramazim, I don't have time, but you can just see, for example, the fact that Medrash, the Olam says that Rochel Amenu, right, the Ikar, the Akeras Abayis, she lives Lamed Vav years, 36 years. Leah, Gematria Lamed Vav, this is all. But the Yisoid in Chanukah, therefore, is this. And this is what the Teres Skein is bringing out. The Yisoid in Chanukah is, the whole Maisa of Chanukah was his Arusa de la Sata was from down here. Going to fight the war seemed ridiculous. They didn't fight the war because they thought they'd win. They fought it because you have to. Naturally, you're going to lose. Okay. But we don't do what's natural. We do what you have to do. And then the Nisim start to happen. They didn't light the menorah and the Beis HaMikdash because they thought they could, maybe it would last 8 days. They lit it because this is our avodah, this is what we got to do. And then nature changes. Miracles happen. The Or that they lit becomes an Or of 8 days and becomes the Hemshech of the Or of the menorah through all the goddess. It's when we stand up and say, we can bring Kedusha to the world. It doesn't matter if it looks like it's going to be, it doesn't matter what it looks like it will or won't achieve. And that's the point at which suddenly Or emerges in the world. And the world transforms. Chanukah is the creation of Chazal. It is something we do in Wimagala the Or. And that's why we have an avoider not just to do Neri Shavesai. Everybody has to bring Or. It's not just the Mikdash mat of every home. We have to each say, we're here to bring the Or of Hashem into the world. And it's a mitzvah that's Mineo Bay, the entire Minagabul Kladisol is to go Mahadrid. And Mahadrid Mina Mahadrid, because the whole point is that we want to go further and further. And when we're Mahadrid Mina Mahadrid, then it's not just Lamed Vav Tzadikim, Keneged the Lamed Vav Oiros, but it's Lamed Vav Neiros. It's Moisif Oilech, one on the first day, then two, all the way up to eight, means we end up with 36 Neiros Hanukkah. It means we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ayaka, where are you? Hineni, here we are. We're the ones. We may think we're nothing, and naturally we may be so little, but every little maisa, every little thing. And in the Chanukah story, they lit without knowing where it would go, and there was Zoicha to see it straight away. And in our lives, we light, and we don't know where it will go, and often we don't see it in Olam HaZeh. It doesn't belong to this world. But if we know how to see deeply enough, we can see it. We can be Moida Mahalat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the light of Olam HaZeh. Our Chodesh Al Tzion Tov, and it's Gecholonu Meir La'oiroi, Shavim Meir V'Yaminu. Amen.